Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The Lord told Narada that he can find him installed wherever his glory is sung by his devotees. Does it mean that he is installed in the thousands of places where devotional songs are sung? No. The precondition is sung by devotees. The devotees sing to please God, to acclaim His majesty. They do not crave for exhibition, appreciation, or fame, nor have they any envy or pride in their hearts. Tansen was a celebrated singer attached to the court of Emperor Akbar. One day, while Akbar was engaged in prayer, he heard a wandering beggar sing a song, which touched his heart immensely. Akbar called Tansen and asked him why he could not touch his heart so. "You have all the gifts and are most talented singer. Yet that servant, moved me as never before. Why? Tansen said, O King, when I sing, I look upon your face to discover whether you are pleased or not. The servant sings always looking at the face of God before him, and he is happy only when God is pleased. Devotional songs must be sung from the heart and should not just emanate from the lips.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 99th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Sakala Tattva Bodhakaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Sakala means including all, entire, full, complete. Baba is the Bodhaka, teacher of all tattvas, truths. Tattvam means that and you. The relation between that and you is the primary thing to be known. Baba insists that everyone should know who he is, what he is, and why he has come into this world. He says that the highest detachment, Vairagya, can be won only by the highest knowledge by which we recognize all as Brahman. Swami says, quote, when you see that Panduranga idol as stone, you cognize stone only. When you see it as Panduranga, you are not aware of the stone. So too, cognize the world as Brahman, of which, with which, and from which it has come. Then no hate or greed or malice or envy can torment you. The Vairagya born of this Viveka will lead you to realization of reality. Unquote. Baba teaches us all the various paths that lead us to this super consummation, the path of Dhyana and the path of Jnana. He tells us that the study of sacred books, the repetition of the name of God as a constant mental exercise, the ceremonial worship of the pictures or idols of God, the singing of hymns, all these are beneficial processes by which the consciousness is cleansed of egoism, so that God can be revealed therein. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 99th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sakala Tattva Bodhakaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sakala Tattva Bodhakaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who gives us the essence of all knowledge. One summer, Swami was in Kodaikanal. A few students, teachers, and devotees accompanied him. One morning, Swami told all of them, quote, whoever answers my questions correctly, I will reward him with a special gift. Unquote. On hearing this, everyone, especially the students, got very excited. Swami then asked, who am I? Most of the students answered loudly in one voice, God. Swami replied, not correct. One student said, Shiva Shakti Swarupa Swami. Swami said, not correct. Another student said, Sri Krishna has incarnated again. Swami laughed and said, not correct. Another student said, Sarva Devata Swarupa, embodiment of all gods. Swami once again replied, not correct. Finally, everyone told him, Swami, please tell us who you are. Swami answered, I am I? Initially, everyone burst out into laughter. But as Swami started explaining in a serious tone, there was pin drop silence. Swami explained, quote, I is the basis of everything. When you say I am this or I am that, a feeling of dvaita, duality, is expressed. I am I expresses advaita, non-duality. I am recognized by many names such as God, Atma, Brahman, Sri Krishna, Sri Rama, Shiva, Allah, and Jesus. But this I-ness of Advaita is the ultimate truth. Unquote. Swami's teachings reflect the essence of all knowledge. One of the many devotees of Swami is the world-famous cricketer Sri Sunil Gavaskar. Since 1970, the Gavaskar family has been devotees of Baba. But Sunil visited Prashanti Nilayam for the first time only in 1982. After blessing him with an interview, Swami took him to the boys' hostel. All the students gathered in the prayer hall. Swami made Sunil sit next to him and said to him, "Today is Bakrid, so tell the students about the importance of this festival." Sunil replied, "Swami, I have no knowledge about Islam, Quran or Bakrid. How can I speak about it?" Swami told him, "You just stand in front of the mic. Everything will be all right." Sunil obeyed Swami's directive and he spoke on Islam and Bakrid for about 10 to 12 minutes. His speech drew a loud applause. As he returned to his seat, Swami said, "Didn't I tell you that you will be able to speak?" Sunil only folded his hands in reverence to Swami. Today, after so many years, Sunil in wonder says, "I really do not remember anything that I spoke. It was Swami who spoke through me."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 99th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sakala Tattva Bodhakaya Namaha. The 100th name is
Om Sri Sai Yogeshwaraya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Yoga is Chitta Vritti Nirodha, the control of all agitations of the consciousness. He who is able to control them is yogi. Baba is the Lord of all yogis and the goal of all yoga, of all aspiration for union or merger in God. In the Vishnu Purana, among the 100 names of Vishnu, we have Yogisha, Yogin, Yogi Rupin. The Lord is to be recognized in the aspirant, the yogi and the yogi form. It is said in the Gita that where Arjuna is with his bow and where Krishna the Yogeshwara also is, their victory is certain. The bow prompted and directed by Yogeshwara alone can hit the target. For yoga means the control of the senses and concentration of the mind in the unity of all. This is the yoga that Baba always instructs and inspires. Since he is the guide and guardian, he is the master of yoga, the Yogeshwara. Many who have practiced yoga to an advanced stage have benefited by Baba's directions and warnings. Many practitioners of yogic methods of breath control have their illnesses cured by Baba's grace, for exercises learned from books and practice without a teacher in attendance lead to physiological maladies. Baba has come to correct such people and to place yoga on the high pedestal it once occupied as the gateway to liberation. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 100th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Yogishwaraya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Sri Sai Yogishwaraya Namaha. Salutations to Sri Sai, who is the Lord of all yogis. On 23rd November 1926, the Shiva Shakti Swarupa Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba incarnated on earth. On the very next day, Yogi Aurobindo announced in his ashram, quote, "Yesterday, Lord Sri Krishna himself has incarnated on earth in human form. He will lead all of humanity on the righteous path. In this mortal land, this power will light the Atma Jyoti in each and every heart. His voice will reach the ears of millions. Today, God has incarnated on earth." Unquote. Thousands of years ago, the sages Bhrigu, Agastya, Vasishta and Shukamuni have written in great detail about Bhagwan Baba's advent in their respective Nadi Granthas. In 1957, after the conclusion of Divine Life Convention held at Venkatagiri in the state of Andhra Pradesh, Swami Sachidananda declared, "Sri Satya Sai Baba is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. He is the Atma that dwells in every living being and is the embodiment of truth, awareness and bliss." Swami Shivananda of Rishikesh and Sri Mahapurushji have accepted the supremacy of Bhagavan Baba. Swami Chinmayananda, Swami Amritananda, who is the disciple of Ramana Maharshi, Sri Godavari Mata of Sakori, Sri Devi Tai have all expressed reverential feelings about Bhagavan Baba's greatness and divinity. The great Yogi Raj Paramapujya Gagangiri Maharaj has spoken about Yogishwara Sri Satya Sai Baba as follows. "In our country, from the Himalayas to Kanyakumari, there are many secret places where many sadhus and yogis have been engrossed in severe penance over thousands of years. Even if you collect all their yoga samarthya, spiritual yogic power, it will pale in front of Sri Satya Sai's effulgence. Devara Baba, whose physical age is said to be over 450 years, resides at Tirthraj Prayag. This is the sacred spot where all the three sacred rivers, Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, merge. He has expressed, 'Bhagavan Baba is Lord Shiva himself. He is Parabrahmaswarupa.' The well-known author of the world-famous book, Yogi Kathamrit, Swami Paramahamsa Yogananda, has said, 'God has incarnated on earth in South India and is well known by the name Sai Baba.' In the same Yogi Kathamrit, there is a reference to Mahavatar Baba or Babaji, whose age is said to be over 1,000 years. He says, 'I am familiar with all three Shiva incarnations. I have had darshan of Shirdi Sai and I take darshan of the present incarnation Sri Satya Sai. I also know about the future Prema Sai avatar.' In this way, millions of devotees from all over the world are fortunate to be blessed with the darshan of Yogishwara Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who is the Lord of all yogis."
Dear listeners, Till now we listened to a short story glorifying the 100th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Yogeshwaraya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam. Thank you.